And we saw the Mega Vinayava Buddha was explained. We saw the Achanda Mala Suvi Soda Nibbana Ochati. He said, I want to say Nibbana with this Visuddhi. Nibbana is naturally pure, perfect pure. Extremely pure, absolutely pure, he said. Nibbana is absolutely pure. Megha means upaya, the way. So here also, Dhiti Visuddhi. This Namarupa Pricheranyana is Dhiti. Seeing Namarupa as they really are. Therefore, Dhiti. This is knowledge. Namarupa Pricheranyana is seeing Namarupa as they really are. This is seeing can purify around you. Sakaya Deity. Can purify the Sakaya Deity. That is the meaning. Can wash away Sakaya Deity. If you attain a Namarupa, Sakaya Deity is no more. Must be in this way. Sakaya Deity will be no more. Therefore, Namarupa Pricherena, Sakaya Deity ya Bahana, commentary said, through Namarupa Prichera, you can remove the Sakaya Deity. If the Sakaya Deity remain, we do not attain yet Namarupa Pricheranyana. Must establish, must develop our knowledge. Most meditators are, you see, only concentration, not knowledge. When Mahasi Syaro when Mahasi Syaroyi came to visit in Sakai, very long time ago, I was at that time about 30, so 30 years ago. When Mahasi Syaro visited Sakai, he stayed in Shwe Seri Tadana Yaita. Shwe Seri Tadana Yaita is a meditation center. Shwe Seri Tadana Yaita is very close to our monasteries, opposite of our monastery. Only just a roadside. We are this side, Shwe Seri is another side. Only just a roadside. When Mahasi Syaro visited, I went to Mahasi Syaro to pay respect. On that day, I remember Mahasi Syaro's reading meditation books written in Burmese. In that books mentioned when the yogi practiced meditation, his head disappeared, only the boundary of metas appeared, not a form, not a solid form, only boundaries. All metas make boundaries in mind. The whole body is a make boundary in the mind. That is the meaning, destroying form, destroying the pictures, make a boundary. Only seeing Pauna. Pauna means a Pauna or metas, material qualities are separate. Mahasi Syaro reading these books and he asked me question when we pay respect, Mahasi Syaro put this book as a talk with us. Then Mahasi Syaro said, I'm reading this book. In this book it said, he didn't see the form of head, only sees boundary of material qualities. Is a boundary is concept panyadi or pramata? He asked me questions. I replied, Venerable Sir, that is still panyadi. Paunda also panyati, you see. Now Brahmata. Brahmata cannot be seen. No form Brahmata is. Not form, just a nature. Just a nature. If you see even paunda, even small dust, that is a concept. Concept is panyati. So that is a panyati. There is a change. Solid panyati and paunda panyati. These are panyati. Only panyatis. Then Sayadaw said, it is true. Om panyati cannot attain vipassana. The Sayadaw, I remember he told me, Sayadaw, Mahasi Sayadawji told me in this way. Then he continued to explain. There are many meditation practices. It is only established samadhi, not knowledge. Most can obtain only samadhi, not knowledge. Sayadaw said in this way. You must check yourself. You may have 10 years experience or 15 years or 10 times retreats, 8 times a retreat, 5 times a retreat. During retreats, what is your practice? You attain knowledge or just a concentration. Mahasi Sayadaw's remark, many meditation practices lead to only concentration, not knowledge. He told me, only concentration. Minds become quiet, calm, and feel tranquility. Sitting longer, only remain an object. Minds remain only, for example, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, remain only that. Then belly movement is rise and falling, remain only that. That is concentration. That is concentration. When concentration is a lot, sometimes it disappears the body. But the mind still remains rise and falling, rise and falling. When we practice in meditation in Mahasi Center, my meditation master is Sayadaw Upandita, Shui Dongko. I have to report every day, every day, my experience. One day, following his instruction, during meditation practice, both the arms of me disappear. I have no arm, only bodies. In my mind, this is not really disappear. In my mind, I cannot see, I cannot feel both arms. Disappear at that time, I notice. Disappear, I notice. When I reported to Sayadaw Upandita, Sayadaw Upandita instructed me, if it disappear, that is panyati. Therefore, you should not meditate on this way. If it disappears, you know about it then. Therefore, knowing, you must direct your concentration. Knowing. Not disappear. If I follow disappear, I follow panyati. Not pramata. I'm out of the way of, not meditation path. I'm out of path. If you drive a car, your car is out of path, road off, you cannot reach. So I also road off, off road. So Sayadaw Upandita give a guideline. Don't think, don't notice in this way. Disappears, nothing, disappears, panyati. So you must think about, you must notice only knowing. My object is become mine at that time. Mind to mind object. first the body, then mind. So necessary to change. Therefore, during meditation practice, sambhajana is very important. We haven't known sambhajana, we don't know. We are off ways, off path. Sometimes we are on path, sometimes off path. Even we are off path, we don't know. Even concentration we have, that is not the way to vipassana. Therefore, Mahasatipatthana Sutta said, Atapi sambhajano satima. Atapi, you must walk hard. Strenuous effort. Great effort necessary. Because of mind is wandering about. You must control your mind, not wander other object. So that is mental effort. Mental effort is very important, atapi. Then sambhajano. Sambhajano is very important. If we are off path, we must know. If we are on path, we must know. We are on off, we must know. If we know sambhajana, we don't know. Even some people are sleeping, they don't know they are sleeping. There's some meditation yogis are sitting and sleeping. But they think this cessation is of nama-rupa. Just sleeping, disappear everything, he knows nothing. The yogi knows nothing. He think nama-rupa, cessation is of nama-rupa, this is a nirvana. Some people, you see, quickly, when they concentrate an object, mind is concentrate and calm. Then, Tina Medha is coming to being and sleep. Quickly sleep. When I was in Sri Lanka, one lady approached me, asked me. She practiced meditation. When she started to practice, all nama-rupas ceased. She knew nothing. He think there is a nama-rupa nirodha, cessation of mind and matter. I told her there is a baby sleeping. So, cannot be cessation, you see. Cessation must be clear, clearly. Mind is so fresh, knowledge is so clear, mindfulness, concentration. Must be these qualities are flesh. Sleeping is nothing, you see. Just asleep. No object, no mind, just asleep. Therefore, sambhajana is very important. Must have sambhajana. Mahasatipatthana Sutta is that the Buddha's, you see, in detail explain atapi, sambhajano, satima. These three mental qualities are very important during meditation practice. Must have atapi. Most of people are, you see, follow the only concentration. Only concentration. Here the Buddha said, atapi viriya. Sambhajano, knowledge, comprehension, understanding your walk, situation. During meditation practice, we must understand our situation, our mental situation. We know ourselves. We must try to know. That is sambhajano. Satima, always must be mindful. I also experience when concentrations become stronger. At that time, you see, there are some pictures beyond. I think it is a meditation of pictures following. But I'm on board. I'm not off from meditation object. Not meditation object. My meditation object is belly movement. Breathe in, breathe out, or belly movement. But I become off. out of the faith, out of the path, a few moments I cannot consider. I follow this path. After that I notice, oh, I am not my object. I am far from my object. So several times it happened in this way. Sometimes you see various pictures during meditation practice, various pictures come into being. The yogi followed these pictures, even the whole day practice. That is a meditation movie. Some people are wasting their time watching meditation movies, thinking many pictures. One forest monk, a disciple of Mahasi Seara, he advised my elder brother. My elder brother is a lay person. Under his instruction, he practiced meditation. One day he saw a lot of pictures and watching that. This is Seara said, you are watching meditation movies. Don't watch meditation movie. You must remember, you must notice your object. This object also must be reality. Realities at moment must be. Rise and falling also only nature. For example, to clarify about it, that Panyati and Paramatha. If you walk with anapana, first you must, it is need to focus where, to focus at the place, to focus at the place where air touched. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. At the time, you notice only air. That is, if you notice, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, where they touch. That is just panyati. What is paramatha? The natures of motion. Motions are, you see, the natures of air element. Only nature. Where the air is touched, also you must notice only the natures of body sensation, natures of sensitive body, kaya pasara. Must find out the nature. First we must contemplate and mix in with the concept. After that, we must find out, we must try to penetrate concept and to find realities. Realities. The nature of the air is motion. The nature of sensitive body is when the object is attached, from it, the body consciousness arises. Just nature. Without a thinking concept. So slowly, slowly, we must, mindfulness, very important. Effort is very important. Comprehension, sampajana, is very important during meditation practice. Mahasadipatthana Sutta, Kaya Kaya Nupasi Viharati Adabhi Sambhajano Satima Vineya Loke Vecha Dhammanasa. If we do so, if we follow this way, You can remove these two mineral hindrances. Two mineral hindrances dealing with the object. What are the two mineral hindrances? Abheja. Abheja means, and the meaning is not like manokama abheja. Manokama abheja, you know abheja, vyavara, mecha, deity. Three types of mineral action. These abhijas are another meaning. In Mahasatipatthana Sutta, abhijas are another meaning. Mahasatipatthana Sutta, abhija is, abhi means towards the object. Ja means thinking. Thinking toward the object with the craving. On seeing, we thinking about this object. Sometimes with the craving, sometimes with the hatred. If it's desirable, thinking about with the craving. If it's undesirable, thinking about with the hatred. Therefore, people say, I like, I dislike, I like, I don't like. Because of thinking. Thinking about that object. A bee towards this object, ja means thinking. Thinking this object, towards this object. That is the meaning. Thinking about it toward this object with the craving, you must try. You must remove. Vinaya. Removing. You should not let such a abheja arise within you. If a desirable object, people are thinking about it with the craving. If an undesirable object, dominasa arises, feeling unhappiness. If it cannot concentrate with the knowledge, these two will come into being, even meditation object. Whenever practice meditation, we must cultivate adabhi sambhajana satima to remove the abheja and dominasa. During meditation, if abheja arises, dominasa arises, knowledge cannot come into being. They are blocked knowledge. They hinder the knowledge. Even knowledge appear because of they waken. Weaken, they weaken knowledge. Abheja dominasa has weakened knowledge. That is a samatha yanika, you see. First a samatha yana, practice a samatha, withdraw from jhana or samadhi, must focus on nama rupa. During attainment, there appear the nama. For example, joy appear. If the joy appear, the joy become meditation object. Piti become meditation object. When clearly see piti, the natures of piti, trace where is the piti arises. We may find the base of PT, Hariyawatu. The base of PT, heart base. Then, heart base, so remain it is or not. If you trace, you may find there are four elements. So, many material qualities can be found through tracing in this way. That is a samatha yana practice. Vipassana yanika is in not the same, different ways. Pinnariva Buddha Gosa, you can read and Visuddhi Magga in Deji Visuddhi Nedesa. It's clearly explained about that. Okay. Thank you. So if you see the powder is a kind of form. There's a concept. Powder is a concept. That is not the realities, ultimate realities. That is a concept. Even powder, even solid is the same thing, even liquid. But only nature must see the natures of, for example, natures of softness. Softness is, we must penetrate the things. Only nature of softness, nature of hardness, nature of heat and cold. Mahasi Sayadaw said, powder and solid stone is the same thing. The same thing. But the form is disappear. This form has disappear. But even you see, we see only hair. We see only eye, ear. These are also concepts. Hair also concept. We must see hair is a composed of eight material qualities. Only the natures we must see. First time is to see is not so easy. We must try. We must try to see the nature. That is how to follow the Samatha Yanikas. Vipassana Yanikas I will explain, okay? And the next lecture. When one who sees Vipassana, he choose which is start the Nama Rupa. Okay? That means start.